Tonight's episode of the 31st Lap Podcast is brought to you by DirtTrackDigest.com. If it's on dirt, it's on Dirt Track Digest.
This is the 31st Lap Podcast, recorded live in the studios of FingerLakes1.com in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now, your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to episode number 221 of the 31st Lap. Going to be a quick hitter tonight. Just got a couple quick items of business to tend to. Our plans were to catch up with Jim Olin from Finger Lakes Speed World, but unfortunately not available. Just wanted to make a couple quick notes on Finger Lakes Speed World. First and foremost, before we get into that, got to send a quick happy birthday wish out to John Balmas. John was part of the show for a long time. Haven't heard from him in a while, but nonetheless, happy birthday wishes out to him, and congratulations going out to Stu Friesen finishing on the lead lap in Atlanta with his truck effort with the Camping World Truck Series. Good effort for him. Finished on the lead lap, 19th overall, if I remember right. Good to see him doing well. It's his first full year campaigning with the NASCAR's Truck Series, so good run for him at Atlanta. Wish him good luck as they go into this weekend's action as well. Turning our attention back home, action this weekend is going to be at the New York State Fairgrounds, Saturday, March the 11th, and Sunday, March the 12th. The Center of Progress Building at the New York State Fairgrounds is going to be home of the 31st Annual Motorsports Expo, motorsports racing and parade show, all sorts of stuff, for everything from mud bog cars, vintage racers. Dirt Modified is obviously going to be part of that program. I'm going to be looking for IMCA Modifieds, late models, you name it, it's there. Empire Super Sprint certainly going to have a presence, as always. Ariel Racing News is going to be handed out there. Gator Racing putting the show on for the last 30 years. Awesome to see that show still going. And I guess there's some more stuff coming in the fall. Jeremy Corcoran made a couple allusions to that when we were talking with him. So I know there's some more things coming in the fall in terms of the fall racing trade show as well. Going to be keeping close eyes on that one. I believe, or not Mall, the, or excuse me, the Southern Tier Speed World. Now I got my stuff backwards. I know I was trying to keep track of that one. Let's slow down and turn our attention back to Motorsports Expo. Adult admissions, $12. Children 6 to 12 is 5. Family plan, 2 adults and 2 children under 12. It's only $25. Children under 5 get in free. You can jump online, gatornews.com, and it gives you all the information that you could ever want in terms of the layout, the map, hotel information. You can even have expo equipment rental forms, everything you need to come up with on that one. I'm bummed out that we didn't get a chance to catch up with Jim Olin. I know he was really, really excited regarding the Figure Lake Speed World reception last weekend. Here we go. I'll give you guys the dates on that one real quick. I had inadvertently closed that window and I'm trying to get back there. All right, and it is in 2 weeks. Arnott Mall is going to be back March 17th through 19th. The Woodhull Racing Arnott Mall Car Show is going to be held March 17th through 19th. So I was off by one weekend. Glad we took a quick look at that for everybody. So there was Finger Lakes Speed World last weekend. This weekend is the Motorsports Expo. Next weekend, Arnott Mall with Woodhull Raceway. Woodhull Raceway was present at Finger Lakes Speed World. Finger Lakes Speed World drew a record number of cars at the Finger Lakes Mall. And Friday night, the setup was impressive enough for the officials from Finger Lakes Mall in Auburn to say, hey, let's do this again next year. Jim went into this year with the intention solely of just trying to prove himself, you know, to get enough attention, and it worked effectively. There was 3 gasser entries. There was an Opel GT from way up north, hour north of Albany, up in Vermont. Then there was a classic gasser, 1956 Chevy, and 1970 Chevelle SS, which is an original SS car, no less. That was there in center court right alongside Dave Marcicelli's sportsman car. And then the Real M Racing car was in center court along with Darrell Ruggles' 360 Sprint car and the Patriot Sprint Tour. Woodhull Raceway also right there in center court. South Butler Dragway, the nostalgia drag track, was represented by an ultra wheelbase Plymouth and an AMC Rambler. It was awesome to see those. We had the chance to go live from down at Small Addictions Raceway, where they're having the Creekside Entertainment Mud Boss 150. They had 3 different divisions of RC cars in action down there. Record numbers for that turnout as well. It was a fantastic show front to back, and officials were really, really into it. Had a chance to catch up with Emmett Waldron again. He's moving into a Mike Rod for the year. So it was neat to see those guys. Tons of go-karts and Mike Rods on display. Paradise Speedway and Nash Ridley had his sprint car on display. And Paradise's booth up at the top end right near David Stone's F-250 Demolition Derby truck. Zach Herman had a derby car there. Mike Osterhout, Zach Brown also checking in with some Cabetta Motorsports entries. So all signs pointing to successful and vibrant Finger Lakes Speed World going into 2018. And, of course, you're going to see some of the cars that were on display this weekend up in Syracuse and a lot of the cars that weren't on display yet because they hadn't got them together on display as well as we get closer and closer to racing action here. In terms of dirt modifieds, I see Alan Johnson and Steve Payne both going to be inducted into the Dirt Motorsport or the Northeast Dirt Racing Hall of Fame. Gary Ballou's car, which is enshrined there in Weedsport, was on display at Finger Lakes Speed World. If you didn't get a chance to get in and check out some of the big screen videos that were playing with all sorts of action from the Moody Mile. But before that, Speedway was unfortunately closed down. Some really, really historic races were played back on that big screen. So that was really kind of cool. Had the chance, as we said, to go live there. Final Round podcast, also one of the members of the Finger Lakes 1.TV family, went live from Center Court with the Gas Racing Series and the Crash Course on Sunday at 11 o'clock. Went live up at the top of the mall with, all, of course, all the derby cars up at that end. But it was awesome. We're going to be following up on trying to get Steve Payne in here. I don't know if it's going to work. We're going to try. Pretty soft-spoken guy. He doesn't like the spotlight. We're going to try and get him in here to talk a little bit about being inducted into that Hall of Fame, which I think is fantastic. And maybe we'll even get a hold of Alan Johnson, which would be cool. It's all stuff that we're going to be following. Again, we had built the evening around talking with Jim Olin, and at this point we have not yet heard back from him. It's one of the reasons why we're a little bit delayed. And We sort of programmed everything around that. Brett Hearn winning the championship down in Florida. It was not too bad of an effort for him down there. Only was able to get two of those races in that they had originally planned. But I guess it is what it is, so to say. The rain not really cooperating for anybody down that direction in Florida during Speed Weeks. I can't believe that it's been that long since we've been on. Last time we were on, it was during that rain out on that Thursday night. And it looks like we're going to be having an abbreviated edition as well this evening, trying to still track down Jim Olin, but not looking like it's going to pan out. And so in any case, if you're looking for some local action, go see the cars before they get all banged up and dirty from weekly competition, which is really just around the corner. We're only about maybe 6 weeks away from starting to get some racing action happening up this direction. I know we're going to be trying to check in with Tyler Seary from Outlaw Speedway before we get going with our racing action up here. Motorsports Expo is going to be Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and then the Arnott Mall is going to be opening next weekend, March 17th and 19th. Here, as we get going, looking for the show hours quick for everybody, and I don't see them right offhand. There they are. Saturday, the Event Motorsports Expo at the Center Progress Building is in Syracuse. Is going to be from 10 to 8 p.m., and then Sunday is open from 11 to 4. 2017 auto racing at its best is the way that it's built. So jump up there, check those guys out, and unfortunately we're not going to have the opportunity to go live from up there this year. The schedule just doesn't work out, something against those guys. But perhaps in the not-too-distant future, when we get a little bit more information about the fall show coming together up there at the Center of Progress Building at the State Fairgrounds, we'll be able to coordinate something a little bit more intensive. Pretty diet version this weekend. Look for more coming up in 2 weeks when we're back on next weekend, or excuse me, next week. It'll be Final Round occupying. It won't be. It won't be because Crash Course is going to be live on Thursday night from Topeka, Kansas on that Thursday night, bumping Final Round to the 23rd. So 31st lap tonight, quick hitter for this evening. The 16th of March is going to be Crash Course on a Thursday, and then the 23rd is going to be Final Round podcast. So we'll be back again here in the studio on the 30th of March. It'll be our next chance to get on the air and talk a little bit about circle track racing. But I think that's going to do it for this edition of the 31st Lap. Quick in-and-out one. Unfortunately, we couldn't catch up with Jim. We'll catch up with him in a couple weeks, perhaps, and then start turning our attention more to what's going to be happening in the Northeast for opening weekends and live racing coming up here, not just around the corner. Don't forget to set your clocks back, and we'll see you back here again in a couple weeks on the 30th of March. Thanks again.